You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That is Disciple Party, Atma, produced by Leaping Tiger. Kia ora Party, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
Awesome. It's always nice to have you in the studio.
Thank you.
I'm fully awake now.
Hey, she heard me down the corridor.
I heard you coming. Hey, how have you been?
I've been good.
Busy since we last spoke.
Oh my gosh, yes, we've been very busy making tracks, you know, kind of trying to get, changing direction and sound.
True.
I think. Yeah.
In what way? What have you been pivoting into, do you feel?
So I think that in the past, with the past two kind of tracks, they've been a bit more alternative R&B or maybe like a bit more electronic with R&B influence. Whereas now I think I'm just a bit more courageous. I feel a bit more brave to just fully step into R&B.
Yeah.
Altogether.
Own that space.
Yeah, own it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've been working with Eddie on the beat, and yeah, he helped me to produce Sirius. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Which is the new song, which we're gonna have a bit of a chat about and also have a listen to as well.
Yeah.
You have been, you know, very busy across a lot of different spaces as well. You know, seeing you popping up on the telly, doing your stuff with Fresh TV.
Yeah. Thank you.
And also, like, the last couple of times we've spoken to you, it's been about gigs that you've been putting on. It's also been about the Silver Scrolls when you covered Reb Fountain's track.
Such a good cover. I still go back and watch that.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
And you have this really tight band that you play with, that you have literally known for a lot of your life. Your sister's in the band.
Yep.
Some of your old school friends are in the band.
Yeah.
How does it feel to be making music with that crew? Because you must be pretty confident in each other's, you know, ability to know where you're coming from now as a musician in that space.
Yeah. I won't lie, it is very, very nice to go, because I think the problem with going into producer sessions is that you don't really know them a lot of the time, and then you have to kind of really get to a stage where you can be vulnerable with them really quickly, so that they can understand where the music's coming from, where the lyrics are coming from. Whereas with the band, I just feel like I don't have to explain anything.
Yeah.
You know, like, they kind of just get the vibe of the music, and like, there's an unspoken kind of thing that goes along with each other. So I'll say, this is what I want here, and then they kind of do it, and then they push me. Like, I took a song to them the day before yesterday. And Gemma goes, so do you just not like writing bridges? Or do you, like, where's the bridge? And I was like, none of your business. And he was like, fair enough.
It's so nice, though, to be able to have that kind of, like, candidness with the people you play with.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Like, you can just be honest, and it's not a big deal. It is what it is. So, yeah. But I love it, too. Like, on stage, I feel a lot more, you know, like I've been backed. Because they're just there with me, and I love them so much. They're the best ever.
Well, anyone who's ever seen you perform as well can feel that in the audience too, because there is such a joyousness to your performances.
Thank you.
It seems like everybody's having a really good time, everybody's really tight, and there is so much chemistry going on the stage.
Thank you. Oh my gosh, that's a big compliment, because we worked real hard on that. Like, last year, I think we were literally just spending so many rehearsals, just drilling. And then we had my bassist and my pianist, and basically the core rhythm section, they would put together their arrangements, and then it was literally just like drilling the same sections over and over again. So yeah, the tightness comes from being sick of each other.
Too much time.
So it's good.
It is. It's a really good thing. We are chatting to you because you're playing a gig tonight, which is awesome. There's some really good music happening in the city today. You are going to be performing with Paige and Wells at Thursday's I'm in Love, which is this very good series that the Tuning Fork's been putting on, celebrating local music. They're all ages gigs too, which I think is so good to see more all ages gigs happening around the city.
I agree.
And it's cheap as. It's $10. So you'd be a dingus not to head along, I reckon.
Yeah.
There's so much good stuff going on there.
Exactly.
I want to ask you a little bit more about this, like, change in vibe or change in direction with your music, because you say being brave and stepping into the R&B space, like, truly, what is it that's scary about that for you?
I think that people are very protective of the R&B genre. They're very protective of what R&B sounds like, looks like, you know, and so I think a lot of the time I just have heaps of ideas that might kind of piss people off or just make people a bit uncomfortable. And so I was always really nervous about stepping into that zone, because I didn't really feel like I'd be accepted with the way that I want to go with my music and just me, like, in general, I think. It's a very muso space. Yeah. It's very, very, like, they care about the theory, they care about the technicality. And my main focus has always been the energy and the, the vibe of the music as opposed to the technicality. The technicality comes second to the feeling that that it should make you feel. And so I think also just being around people like Sam V and Eddie, you know, and like all those people who have, I feel like they've pioneered R&B in New Zealand. Just gave me a bit more strength, just a bit more courage, you know, to like be like, I don't have to hide behind, oh, I'm alternative, like I'm alternative, so you know, I'm not actually part of R&B. I'm just I'm doing my own thing. So yeah, I feel a bit more like strength now to kind of just do it, and also just be a bit more confrontational. Yeah. I think I was kind of hiding behind like abstractness in order to like speak how I felt, whereas now I just kind of say what I wanted. Eddie was like, okay, that's really aggressive. Can we just like, we'll just tone it down just a little bit. So, you know.
No.
Yeah, I'm like, no. In the studio yelling at, nah. But yeah, so yeah, that's how I've kind of been now, yeah.
What do you think was the switch for you? What was the point at which you were like, actually, no, this is like, I need to stand in this space and I'm going to like own what I want to say here. What was the thing that changed?
I think Sirius changed it because I was upset. The song was basically just like unadulterated, like, sorry, unregulated is the word for it. Unregulated, just like frustration. The whole thing, the whole way through, is just like me just being really, really upset. And I didn't really think I could write like that. And then it just came so naturally in the studio. And Eddie was like, this is good. Like, we should keep trying to foster this writing space.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're right. Like, I should just not worry about, you know, about how it's going to sound, and just, and when I write, that's what came out. So, you know, I was like, obviously there's a strength there that I'm just not pursuing because I'm too scared.
It's a scary thing though. It is a scary thing. And I think also for women working in that space too, it can be quite a scary thing to be very transparent with your feelings, especially when those feelings can be, you know, seen as confrontational or where you're not, you know, masking what you're saying. There's an element of how people respond to that.
That's different. Exactly. I think people, and I think people, I have problems with people who kind of perceive me online to be quite turbo, you know, turbo all the time, like aggressive all the time. But like, it's, people forget that it's a curated version of, of who you are.
Yeah.
And so I had to deal with that a bit in person. And this music doesn't help. The music definitely doesn't help that. But I think what I've been trying to come to terms with is like, it's not a bad thing.
No.
You know, it's not a bad thing to be like that online and to have people perceive you that way. And if they want to get, Shaki, Half Queen, she put up this tweet, and ever since I saw it, I live by it now. She said, I'm not intimidating, you're just intimidated. So, you know, like, now I've just kind of taken that as like, how you perceive me is none of my business.
Totally.
Like,
yeah.
You know, and I'm just gonna, if the music is aggressive, if it's confrontational, if it is what it is, I'm not gonna censor it just to make somebody else feel
a little bit more comfy. Exactly. And I think that is what I really like about Sirius. It is what it is. It's a track, and it's awesome. Exactly. And it is a real kind of line in the sand, and being like, this is who I am as an artist.
Yeah.
Don't mess with me.
Yeah.
You know.
And wait till you see the video.
I was about to ask you, how is that kind of space going? Because you've always had these fantastic videos that have been like worlds that you've created that go with the songs. This one's obviously getting one. What's going to be happening in that space?
Okay, so I haven't told anyone else. Ooh. So this is just for 95BFM Breakfast.
Oh, exclusive.
But so basically the plot line of the story is that it starts off with this girl who goes into this office with this music executive, and he's sitting her down. He's like, she's like, oh my gosh, I'm so grateful to have had this feature on this check.
Mm.
And then he's like, oh, so the thing is that, oh damn, Marge, like, why did she send you the email? Okay, it's fine. Well, so the thing is that we don't want you on the track anymore. We just want you to come in the music video and be a part of the. And so then after that, she gets upset and bad things happen.
dot dot dot.
So yeah, and that's going to be coming out hopefully the Monday and the first week of August.
Awesome. Not that far away.
So exciting.
That sounds really, really exciting.
Yeah.
Pati, I think we should have a listen to this track.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in. It's always a pleasure to have you in the studio. Everybody head along to the Tuning Fork tonight. Paige Wells and Disciple Pati. It's an all-ages gig from 7:30 p.m.
Yeah.
So you can be back in bed by, you know, cozy time for school tomorrow. It's all
exactly
good. And $10 tickets, which is sweet. Thank you very much. We're
no worries. Thank you for having me.
To this new track, Serious by Disciple Pati.
Yeah.
Like a Sunday, but I'm out of time for your shit. I know you hate to admit that you be double tapping on my gram. That's how I know all you see is ass. The bridges you burn, they're never building back. And the corners you turn, stop playing, switching sides. You can comment on my shit, I'll see you as a fan. You should know, you should know. You're only seeing your side. I see you playing, crossing both sides. I'll be fighting, doing what I. Don't take me serious. Serious, serious. Because of my inexperience. Experience, experience. You don't take me serious. Serious, serious, serious. Because of my inexperience. Experience, experience.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.